Praise God. I pray that this word is getting into your spirit and down into your soul and giving you a fight and a strength and helping you see and understand that you can be an overcomer. Jesus overcame. He conquered every force of Satan. He conquered sin in the flesh. He conquered it as a man. And that's something you need to know, that Jesus, and I've had people tell me where the Lord was made. No, He wasn't made any different than you. The Bible says in Galatians, the 4th chapter, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. So the Bible talks in several places about, I believe it's in Romans 8:3, that says, what the law could not do in that it was weak, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. In Hebrews 2, and I believe it's long about verse 14, the Bible said He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. He came made just like me and you. He was born of a woman. He grew as a child. And the only thing different about Him is when He come to the age of understanding, He knew that He was called and ordained to be the Lamb of God. He knew what He had come into this world for. He knew He was here to do the will of His Father. And He applied that to His life. So, to level the playing field, if you set Jesus up there above something that you cannot be or cannot become, then He cannot be your example. He has to be your example. And I hope you're hearing me. The Bible said He is our example. So, to be our example, He must be made just like us. He must be made in the likeness of sinful flesh, and he must be our example, that He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet He did not commit sin. He chose to walk with the Father. He chose not to sin. He disciplined His mind. He disciplined His body. He disciplined His spirit man to walk after the things of God. And you and I can do the same thing. It comes through daily dedication. It comes through walking in the Spirit. And that's what Paul said, if you walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And walking in the Spirit means, the word walk means to occupy things pertaining to. You occupy yourself with prayer. You occupy yourself with the Word of God. You occupy yourself with practicing and doing those things of God, that living your life by the Word, to in prayer, praying out hurt, praying out bitterness, praying out envy and strife and jealousy and division. You have to pray these things out of your spirit. You have to pray like David prayed. I believe it's in Psalms 51 when he cried out, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. This was pertaining to his mess up with Bathsheba. You know what David done under the law? He could have very easily been put to death, but God had mercy on him because He saw that David was a man after His own heart. So He forgave David. And when David saw the mess he had made, he cried out to God and he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So there was a cry went up out of David for David to become that vessel that one more time walked with God, that vessel that you go back and you read Psalms and you read all the wisdom. Many of these Psalms were written when David was a young man on the hillside, watching the sheep, praying, seeking the face of God, and being led by the Spirit of God. These things came into his spirit and he learned and he wrote about them and he put them down for his sons and his children to follow after and for us to have wisdom and understanding in the days that we live in. So we've come to that place that there's got to be a renewing of the mind. There's got to be a renewing of the spirit man. So the next segment I'm going to get in, talking about being renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's the only way you can walk with God. It's the only way that what you need from God to walk up right before God and to conquer and overcome, it's the only way you can do it. I pray you're studying these words. I pray these are getting in your spirit and you're studying them. And anything that you need, you have questions about, you go to the website, worldrevivals.org. You email us, ask your questions, and I will gladly explain. I make notes on almost everything that I minister, so I can send you notes. I can send you my commentary. I can send you scripture to help you grow in God. This is to help you grow in God and to condition yourself so God's word and spirit can be revealed in you and prepare you for a manifestation of the Son of God to be brought forth in you. May God bless you till our next broadcast.